Welcome to this programme in our podcast, reflecting highlights from recent discussions in NCSL in Dialogue, Doctor Learn's online community for national education debate, accessed by more than 16,000 school leaders every month.
The duty on schools around community cohesion is frequently interpreted as a requirement for them to bring children and families from minority ethnic backgrounds more closely into the fold. In fact, its scope is far wider, as a Talk to Learn NCSL in Dialogue debate on the subject highlighted.
It's about a wide variety of different types of background, including socioeconomic status, urban or rural, young and old, disability, sexual preference, the list goes on,
said Sheila McCreary of the Department for Children, Schools and Families, who led the debate jointly with DCSF advisor and former head Sir Keith Ajegbo.
There are also four different types of community: the school itself, the local community, the UK, and the global community.
Tyler Arabas, an Ethnic Minority Achievement Coordinator, organises events ranging from ethnic minority focus groups to Family Man Days to encourage fathers' involvement in school under the Community Cohesion banner. The work can sometimes take on a very real-life significance.
Unfortunately, we're in the process of running our second anti-deportation campaign, but I guess this should also be seen as part of community cohesion, since it makes our community stronger and gets the parents involved while students get a crash course in human rights.
Mark Cleckott, the head of a primary in the West Midlands, said his school had identified developing children's sense of self through their culture and heritage and linking it to that of others as a theme. The school is changing its curriculum accordingly to introduce more local content into subjects such as geography and history.
Well, the children's real lack of understanding of self's a key issue. We're in an area of significant social deprivation, and there's an increasing danger of ghettos being created. In this instance, though, I believe focusing on teaching and learning is the way to go.
Partnerships can help broaden children's horizons in new ways, said Sharon Ezekiel, assistant head at a Jewish school in London.
We are teaming up with a local school that's much more diverse than us and looking at a shared futures programme where the children will be learning together and sharing some special things about our own cultures.
Steve Williamson, a primary head in the North West, said his school's efforts had concentrated on working with the community directly.
Many school leaders persist with the myth that the community is out there and is to be served rather than growing together. Our projects around community cohesion have focused on creating a sense of security in the community, developed around housing and life on the local estate, and linking PCSOs, tenants, housing officials and pupils to renew the neighbourhood.
Some contributors stress the difficulty of making the case for addressing community cohesion when the school and local community is mainly white. It is an important point, said Keith Ajegbo, but schools should still identify the issues with children, even if the students do not come from a variety of backgrounds.
Pupils, when they leave school, move to other areas, and the media is full of people from different cultures, but sometimes it's skewed towards problems and stereotypes. I think it's important that work about identity and cultural diversity is highlighted in the curriculum, and for teachers to be able to take on controversial issues in the classroom.
Talk to Learn has over 120,000 members. If you'd like to join, visit www.ncsl.org.uk/onlinecommunities.